A pleasant good morning to each one who is tuned in to the Seeds of Truth, which is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, meeting at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. But before we begin with the final lesson on our theme of God's scheme of human redemption, I wish to call your attention to a series of lessons that the Rivermont Church of Christ will be engaged in on April 27th through 29th. Our theme of those lessons will be, Do Not Love the Things of the World More Than God. Our services will have two speakers on Friday and Saturday at 7 and 8:30 p.m. and three speakers on Sunday at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 4 p.m. And this would be an excellent time for you to come and let us reason together. And I promise you that you'll not be embarrassed. You'll not be asked to give your money. In fact, contributions are not taken during the weeknight services. In the first century, the contributions are taken up on the Lord's Day. And if you would like to read about that, turn to 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. So bring your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and let us look into God's book. Remember, this series starts on April 27th at 7 p.m., and I'll remind you again next week. Now to our lesson. Your speaker is Robert Swain. We have talked about how grace is involved in man's salvation, how faith plays its part, and last Saturday that repentance is an essential part of our forgiveness. Today I shall discuss the importance of baptism. Now baptism, as each one of you knows, is a much controverted subject in the religious world. There is probably no other Bible theme over which there has been so much disagreement. However, this fact should not discourage us from a study of the matter. Rather, it should encourage us to search the Scriptures diligently and find out, if possible, just what is taught concerning baptism. As in all other religious matters, the Bible is the standard of authority, and in this study today, we wish to determine just what the Bible says, nothing more or nothing less. You know, it matters not what some church has declared as dogma, what some council has decreed, what some creed teaches, or what some bishop or preacher may have said. Churches, councils, creeds, and bishops have no authority. Did you hear that? Have no authority in religious matters, and since they have often proved to be unscriptural, contradictory, and unreliable in their teaching, it behooves us to disregard them and to seek the Bible answer to all of our questions. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is the only authority in religion. A thing is right if the Bible commands it. Amen? It's wrong if it does not. Much of the controversy on the subject of baptism is the result of following tradition and creeds and human opinions rather than the authoritative Word of God. So let us then ask ourselves this question. What does the Bible teach on the subject of baptism? Do you have your Bible open, your pencil or your pen ready, and something upon which to write? Please study along with me. If you do not agree, please let me know. You will be my friend indeed if you're able to point out some point wherein that I have erred. The Bible teaches that baptism is a command of God which mankind must obey. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so we see that Jesus commanded the apostles to baptize those whom they taught. In Mark 16:15-16, Jesus said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. In this familiar passage, Jesus connects the preaching of the gospel with faith and baptism. And no one can preach the gospel acceptably who does not urge sinners to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, Peter, speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. So we learn that the Holy Spirit commanded penitent believers to be baptized.